This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. Jeff will be participating in the Orr Nissan picks.
Will he
coming
not?
Up in about 20 minutes or so. Back to the phones, 869-1240. It's the I Got It Tad's locker room hotline. We are here to take your calls, and Pastor Mike is weighing in. I'm sure did not appreciate the comment I made about your fantasy football team.
I would think so.
Yeah, I was a little offended at that, but that's okay. And yeah, I didn't have a very good year. Of course, I took Kareem Hunt. He is actually pretty good at those points, but for whatever reason, I come up a few points short and just missed the playoffs by a game. So.
Well, and this is the year you normally draft Chiefs all over the place when they're not that good. And this year, for whatever reason, you didn't draft that many Chiefs.
Well, I didn't. I did get Kelsey. He got like 40 points for me last week. So enough to win the last game, but not enough to get in the playoffs. So, but I'm really concerned that, you know, I was all set sure that we were going to win against the Ravens, the Chiefs. And now Virgil's going. Now I'm sure we're probably going to lose.
Virgil has some kind of touch with this football stuff. I don't understand it. If you meet Virgil walking down the street in real life and you talk to him on the street, you think, well, this guy's kind of a, you know, nothing. But for some reason in fantasy football and with the Ravens, he's got kind of a magical thing going.
It is something. So maybe he can rub off that on you for the Cardinals. Are you still pretty high about the whole Goldsmith thing?
I am elated by that, Pastor Mike. I think that really helped the Cardinals, for sure.
Did you have trouble sleeping last night or anything? I just worried.
No. I'm looking forward to getting home tonight, though, and tomorrow, the press conference in St. Louis when they introduce Paul Goldschmidt. I just love it.
That's very good, very good.
I'm surprised you're not driving up there for it.
Yeah, I was ready to say, are you a spring on Twitter? Or are you going to? Just send him a direct message and let him know that, hey, you made it, he made your day and everything.
No, I don't do things like that. There's only one Lutz in the family that would do something like that.
Jeff's the only one that would do that. He didn't get that from you. So, well, I do think the Chiefs are going to do well. I think that, again, there's rumor that Barry might be back this week. I think that would just be a boost.
The next 3 weeks are a little bit dangerous for the Chiefs. I'll just say that.
Chargers, yeah, because they're right on their heels.
They have Baltimore. They have who else is coming?
Seattle.
No, that's a road game.
Yeah.
They have
Chargers. Then
yeah,
the
Chargers. Baltimore, the Chargers, and then at Seattle. That could be interesting.
Sure, yeah. No, it's a fun ride. Just enjoy the ride that we're going on it for sure. So,
thanks, Pastor Mike.
You know, people are good.
Best guess, Chiefs home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. How many of these next three do they win?
I really think Sunday is going to be tough because and here's why I think it might be tough. Baltimore's got a good defense. They run the ball. If they can control the clock a little bit and limit Kansas City's possessions and stop them a few times, that's going to be tough. But if they run the ball, Lamar Jackson, you know, is going to run the ball 17, 20 times. They're going to hand it off. They're going to bleed the clock down. If they can keep Kansas City's possessions down and stop them two or three times, I think it's going to be tough. But like Virgil said earlier, if Kansas City gets the ball first and they score, stop them and score again, then I think it's going to end up a blowout. It's going to
so
go one way or the
question.
Other.
How many of these next three do they win?
Two.
2-1.
Yeah.
Who beats them? At Seattle?
It's either Sunday or at Seattle.
I think the Chiefs are going to go 1-2.
It wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't. There's three good teams coming in. The Chargers are on fire. And I think, you know, we talked before the season started, and I know I said that I'd like the Chargers to win this division. A couple other guys said the Chargers win the division. And then after watching Kansas City, I thought they didn't have a chance, but they've been playing some good ball lately. And they'll give them a run. But the other thing is the Chargers can't beat the Chiefs. So
no,
who
they
knows?
Can't.
They can't. I don't know why.
Here's
but they
Chris.
Can't.
Chris, you're on the show.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Bob. First of all, I do have a question for Jason, but before I do that, I want to make you feel like you're involved here too. Congrats on the Goldschmidt deal. That is a good landing for. That's a good pickup.
Well, and, now get your question to Duda. That's why you called.
I take advantage of this guy because he's a hockey guy, and I've got a I've got another Colorado Avalanche question.
I figured.
Because that's my team, yeah. Hey, this is what I think. I think they're a one-trick pony. They're playing well right now, but they've got one line. And granted, it's great right now. I just don't see how far this team is going to go without some help on the second and maybe even – I mean, you know, I think, Jason, you'd agree, if you have a good first line and a second one, you don't probably have to have a great third one, but I just don't see this team going very far. And, again, I am totally negative on Varlamov, as I've said before. He I don't know, very, very inconsistent. Wanted to know your thoughts. So, anyway, thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, he's inconsistent, but when he's on, he's really good. Like, he's one of the better ones in the league when he's on. Now, they're 16-7-5. They're second in the Central Division right now. They're still playing well. And when you got a guy like MacKinnon, who I think, you know, he doesn't get as much pub because he's in Colorado. He doesn't get like a McDavid or a Austin Matthews or a Tavares because of the markets they play in. But MacKinnon's probably one of the best players out there. So if you have him, but you do need to have a second line. You can't hope that one line's going to pick things up through the whole year. Bob, you can wake up now and away you go.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly.
No, listen, Chris has questions about the Colorado Avalanche, and I guess you have answers.
Well, I have some answers, but he's right. I mean, they need a second line. They need help. I mean, MacKinnon's line can't just do it all themselves.
I think it's good that you follow hockey. I don't – 1 to 10, how much do you follow the NHL?
Well, probably only about a 6 during the regular season, but –
But the playoffs are locked 10. In.
Playoffs is 10. I mean, I'll watch every game. The games are on late. I'll watch them all. I love playoff hockey.
That's how I am with the NBA. Probably a 4 during the regular season.
I'm a 1.
3.
I'm a 1 during the regular season. It does nothing for me.
But we ought to
me.
Watch it more.
Why?
Because they're the best players in the world playing one of the best games in the
world.
Well,
if I can watch a football game or I can watch a hockey game, I will watch it before an NBA basketball game.
Here's Jim. Jim, 35. Jim,
yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, was that Jeff out at 11 o'clock Star Wars meeting on Saturday being the announcer?
Jeff was not there, no. He was listening to Jason Eady.
Okay, that was Jason Eady that did that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Eady was there. What else, Jim?
Yeah, well, on this Goldsmith guy, was this an honest straight-across deal, or was this a theft, or a midnight?
It was a heist for the Cardinals, Jim.
It was what?
A heist.
In broad daylight. It wasn't even at night.
No. It wasn't at night. It was
no guns involved.
Thievery.
He was just
playing thievery?
Yes.
They rolled up a limo and said, "Why don't you get in here?" And he did.
I figured that's what those Cardinals would do.
Thank you, Jim. Anything else?
That's enough.
All right.
Jason Eady was calling the game the other day, or what was going on there?
We need I think what this show needs is somebody to come in directly after one of Jim's calls and analyze it.
Who's going to do that?
Let's go to Tom, who's going to tell us what Jim was talking about. And Tom that's his job on the show.
He'd have the toughest job going.
I think we need that. Michael is on the show. Michael?
Yeah, I got a name for the team, the Farm League, the Rawhiders.
And the Rawhiders?
Our Rawhides. And then we could go down there and we could sing the song from Rawhide and make it a tradition for the team. You know, that's a great song. We could all get into it.
Can you sing a little bit of Rawhide to just refresh my memory, please?
Rolling, 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 keep those doggies rolling.
Oh, there it is.
Those doggies, Rawhide.
This town would erupt. This
okay.
town would erupt with enthusiasm, Michael, if that were to happen.
I thought it would be a good idea.
Thank you, Michael. Great, great idea. We appreciate it. Keep those doggies rolling could be the themes for Wichita as a whole.
That was a good two callers right there. We had
you know
Jim.
What? Here's what Michael did.
And his cousin, Michael.
Here's what Michael did. He sang the song.
I know, it's impressive.
He didn't say, no, I don't want to. I'm a little shy. I don't.
You got to give him props for that.
What Michael did was sing the song. So all props to Michael.
Happy days. I'm with you on that.
My wife texted, I like Jim. We all like Jim.
We all like Jim.
There's not one person who doesn't like Jim. I'm getting angry just thinking about this now. I got to calm down.
Blood's boiling over there. I don't know why. It's really not that big a deal.
Here's what Jive Talk is meant to be. It's just whatever you want to talk about, we're here.
Exactly.
We've had a guy, we've had Pastor Mike. We've had Mike ask you about the Colorado Avalanche. We've had Jim talk about Paul Goldfish, I think he called him. And then we've had Michael
singing
suggest the Rawhide, and we sing it at each game.
It's great.
That is the perfect Jive Talk, in my estimation.
I agree.
You've got to bring game to be on Jive Talk. Do you agree with that?
I do.
That's what exactly what we thought. The theory behind Jive Talk is what? Anything.
Whatever you want. Throw it out there.
Right.
Throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Here's the fourth Mike or Michael in the last five callers, for those of you keeping track at home. Mike?
Most popular name in the United States in the year 60 through probably 68.
Well, there you go.
What is?
Mike.
Oh, I got you.
How did you not know that? What did you think he was talking about?
I thought he was talking about Rawhide. I don't know.
Thanks, Jason. Jason's on it, man. Jason is.
Hey, this is one of.
I know.
That was one of the rare times when Jason's brain is working.
I mean, it was engaged. Hey, I got analysis for you on Jim. Instead of Jim 35, I think it should be Jim old number 7, right? I think that's what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, but he wants to be called 35 because that's the year he was born.
Okay, well, 35 is a multiple of 7, so it works out.
There you go.
The thing I got for the Wichita team, how about the Wichita River Rats?
It's been suggested, Mike. I don't like a name with rats in it, personally.
Well, but we got this beautiful natural resource that not very many cities have. And somehow we got to get that Wichita in there.
And so let's name our team after the filthiest animal we can think of.
Well, hey, man, we're going to play dirty. We're going to win games, whatever. And then you'd have out in the river where they're going to set it where right field will go out in the river and then catch balls and everything. You'd have all the little river rats out there, you know, floating around looking for home run balls. I just think it'd be awesome.
Thanks, Mike. I don't think River Rats has a chance.
I don't either.
It doesn't sing. You know what I mean? The Wichita Rawhide. No. It's not going to happen, although we might sing that song every night out there.
Well, we'd be crazy not to do that.
When you and I go to the very first game, we're going to sing Rawhide.
We think we'll get everybody involved?
Why wouldn't we?
Well, it would be crazy not to. Probably be a Saturday afternoon in Wichita. What else are you going to do?
I don't like rats. Do you?
No.
I mean, I don't like having rat in a name. Here's Mark. Mark, you're on the show.
Bob, I've got a name that you're not going to like because it's aviation, and Jeff won't like because it's masculine, but it's nonetheless the best name. The Wichita Wingmen.
The Wichita Wingmen.
It's got a double reference. It's got alliteration. It's got so much going for it.
I don't know how you could do a logo for it.
But you just have some sort of W type thing with the guy holding a bat.
The logo.
There you go.
Perfect. These guys are giving me a headache. The logo is the key.
Well, usually
you got to have the logo for the marketing. I'm going to tell you, and I'm not saying this because I'm in defense of my son, but Rockhoppers is not bad.
Okay.
You think it's bad?
No, I don't think it's that bad, but now you're sticking up for Rockhoppers. I was on here when we were doing this the first time, and you were all over not a chance.
I don't want aviation, and I don't want anything masculine, apparently. Or that's Jeff that doesn't want masculine. Hello, Jason.
Bob, you know, I like it when Jason Buda fills in for Jeff because you're a lot calmer.
You call this calm?
Yeah, this is calm.
I like it. Listen, I like doing this show with my son, and I enjoy doing it with Mr. Duda. And I'll do this show until the day I die, Jason. I'm making that promise right now.
Well, there you go. I enjoy listening to you guys.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, thank you. See, I take that. I want Jeff. What do I think about that?
But what?
I don't know. Donnie, welcome to the show.
How about the Wichita Wheaties? Everybody get a picture of the face on the uniform just like the Wheaties bar. How about that?
Thank you, Donnie. Is this what this has devolved into?
I guess so.
Derek, this segment's not really meant to be a...
It's Jive Talk, Bob.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Jive Talk.
Derek?
Evening. Well, I won't give you any more team names, Jeff. I just was interested to hear your, I guess I might have missed it, but your thoughts about the Goldschmidt trade, if they gave up too much or...
They gave up two major league ready players who were not going to be factors for the Cardinals next year, and they gave up a minor leaguer and a draft pick to get one of the best hitters in the game. Absolute steal for the Cardinals.
Year, though, do you think they're already going to start talking?
I may not be alive in 2020. I play it year by year, Derek. If I've got a good team to cheer for in 19, I'm good to go.
Well, I'm a little concerned now because he's pretty good against the Cubs, and that's my team. So we're gonna
slaughter the Cubs this year. Thank you, Derek. Goldschmidt tears up the National League Central. Jeremy, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I was gonna say, you know, congratulations to the Cardinals. They got a steal with Goldschmidt. Kind of, I was hoping the Red Sox would make a play.
Shut up, Jeremy. You won a World Series. I don't need to hear a Red Sox fan calling in. Well, I thought the Red Sox might get him. Jeremy, you know better than that.
Well, I apologize, Bob. But
don't you dare apologize for having your own opinion. I don't like that.
Listen.
Don't let him run over you, buddy.
I was talking to Bob now, okay?
Oh!
Just
kidding.
How about that?
I guess I shouldn't have stuck up for him, I guess, hey?
I'm just kidding, Jason. I loved watching you play Thunder hockey. It was some of the best games.
You remember that?
I do.
Wow.
Right now. But the other reason I called in was for, you know, for the team coming in here. What about the Wichita Bomber?
I don't like the airplane reference. I think we need to get away from that. Wichita is a different community now. Doesn't mean the aircraft isn't important, because it is. But we're trying to be more than that. So I am against anything aircraft oriented. There you go, Jeremy.
Could be for the home runs.
Could be, but it's not.
I know, right? Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Now let's get a couple more in. Tyson, quickly, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, dude, I'm glad you're in today. You're going to appreciate this name I'm fixing to call this new team that we're getting.
Okay.
The Mudcats.
The Mudcats.
It's not terrible, Tyson. It's not a terrible name, but I'm not sure.
Due to being from up north, you know, if we was going to have a team up north somewhere in Canada, we'd call it the Golden Knights. You know, for walleye. We got the river right there. We can call them the Mudcats.
Thanks, Tyson.
That's not bad.
It's okay. Dave, you get the final word before our picks.
Well, good. I called you about a book last week. Anyway. Listening to all these people call, I've got a name also. Why don't you call him the Dingbat? Because that's all you're getting people calling.
Thank you, Dave. And on that note, we're going to take a break. We may have to rethink Jive Talk.
I thought it was great.
Back in a moment with our Orr Nissan Picks of the Week.